The Fearless Podcast, in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
Welcome back to the Fearless Podcast. Today, I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a man who shouldn't have won. A man who, by every modern metric, by every expert opinion, and by all the science of his day, was disqualified before he even started. We live in a world obsessed with optimization. Have you noticed that? We are obsessed with the gear, the tech, the supplements, the hacks. We have experts for everything. We have experts telling us how to eat, how to sleep, how to run. And just like we talked about the food that isn't really food, you know, the recombinant stuff or the 3D printed meat. The world loves to present us with a synthetic version of strength. They want to sell you the image of health without the hard work. They want to sell you the results without the process. But history, real history, not propaganda. History is full of anomalies that shatters their narratives. And one of my favorite anomalies is an Australian potato farmer named Cliff Young. The year was 1983. The event was the Westfield Sydney to Melbourne Ultra Marathon. Now, this wasn't a 5K fun run. This was 544 miles. It is considered one of the toughest endurance races on the face of the planet. And on the starting line, you had the best of the best. You had world-class athletes. They were young. They were sponsored. They were decked out with all the latest Nike gear. They had teams of scientists and trainers. They had the experts. And then you had Cliff. Cliff Young was 61 years old. He didn't have a sponsorship. He didn't have Nikes. He showed up in his work overalls and galoshes, or as my Aussie friends call, gumboots. This guy was the real-world Forrest Gump. He didn't have a team. He just had a desire to run. The press mocked it. The experts laughed. They looked at his gray hair and his farm clothes, and they said, "This old man is going to die out there." They literally tried to stop him for the sake of his own safety. But Cliff just smiled. He had something they didn't understand. See, the modern world respects the appearance of strength. But the agrarian life, the life of the farmer, that produces functional strength. We talked about this with our children, raising functional children. Cliff was functional. The gun went off. The pros took off like gazelles, running with perfect form. Cliff, he didn't run. He shuffled. He had this awkward, slow, flat-footed shuffle, and he trailed way behind. The experts nodded and said, "See? He'll be out by tomorrow." But here is where the experts got it wrong. Professional strategy was to run for 18 hours and sleep for 6. That was the science. That was the consensus. But Cliff Young, he didn't know the science. He didn't know the rules. So while the young, strong, fast runners went to sleep the first night, Cliff just kept shuffling. When asked later how he did it, Cliff told them a story about his farm. He said, "See, I grew up on a farm where we couldn't afford horses or tractors. When the storms rolled in, Cliff had to round up the sheep. He said sometimes he would run for 2 or 3 days straight without sleep, rounding up sheep over 2,000 acres in his gumboots. He said, I imagine there was a storm coming and I had to beat the storm. While the world was sleeping, the farmer was working. While the experts were resting on their theories, the man of the soil was relying on his endurance. And night after night, as the hare slept, the tortoise shuffled past. He didn't just win the race, folks. Cliff Young shattered the course record by almost 2 days. He beat the young, the strong, and the sponsored. And what did he do with the prize money? $10,000. Now, $10,000 was a lot of money in 1983. He didn't keep it. He didn't buy a new tractor. He said, I didn't know there was prize money. And he gave it all away to the other runners. He split it up. That's the heart of a steward. That's the heart of a man who understands that life isn't about accumulation. It's about responsibility. So what's the point? Why am I telling you this? Why does an Australian potato farmer matter to us here in Texas, or wherever you're listening. Because we are living in a time where the experts are telling you you can't. They tell you that you can't raise your own food. They tell you that you can't educate your own children. They tell you that you can't imagine your own health without their pharmaceutical concoctions. They tell you that you're too old, too poor, or too uneducated to build a parallel economy or a family bank. They want you to believe that you need their systems to survive. Cliff Young proves them wrong. God often uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Maybe you feel like you're shuffling today. I know that I do. Maybe you aren't fast. Maybe you don't look like the polished Instagram influencers with the perfect lives. Maybe you're in a winter season and it feels cold and slow. I want you to remember, the race isn't to the swift. It's to the one that endures. Cliff Young didn't run with speed. He ran with patience. And scriptures tell us in Hebrews 12 to run with patience the race that is set before us. Don't let the culture disqualify you. Don't let the noise of the modern consensus tell you that your labor is in vain. Just keep shuffling. Keep planting those seeds. Keep praying those prayers. Keep guarding your family. Because eventually, the world goes to sleep. They will tire out. Their synthetic energy will fade. But those who wait upon the Lord, those who have trained in the fields of real responsibility, they will walk and not faint. I hope this story blesses you today. I hope it reminds you that you don't need permission from the bureaucrats or the technocrats to be great. You just need to be faithful. If you're looking for ways to build that functional resilience in your own life, whether it's through your health or your food, check out the resources we have at thetexasboys.com. We've got the food forest in a box that's ready to ship. Get your hands in the dirt and start your own shuffle. And if you want a healthcare solution that operates outside of the insurance apparatus, check out CrowdHealth using the link below. Stop paying for a broken system and start being part of the solution. Until next time, keep shuffling. Keep building. And stay fearless.